Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. It's a real treat. Actually, about 1,000 CEOs. The very first interview I ever did was with David Neeleman. And in those days, we were just talking about JetBlue. But now we're going to talk about Breeze Airways. And we're also going to talk about all these lessons that he's learned. So first, let's just start off. What were the lessons you learned on reinventing an industry from JetBlue, from Morris Air?
You know, it's all about, putting yourself in the customer's shoes. You know, and when I started, Morris Air was my first airline, and that was an airline where I invented e-ticket travel. We always had to have these tickets, and there were negotiable instruments, and, you know, and I have ADD, so I would always forget my tickets at home, and then I couldn't go on the flight. It was really maddening. So I said, why not just give someone a confirmation number and let them show up to the airport? Why do we have to have airline tickets? So, you know, I was putting myself in the position of a customer, and I came up with that idea to be able to do it. You know, then at JetBlue, we took e-ticket travel to there, but we also put all of our reservationists at home. That's a really tough job. So we thought, might as well be in your furry robe and slippers, and you can just hang out and work. You know, 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, and that was cool. And then, you know, having ADD, I was really distracted, so I wanted to have something to sit back that would keep people entertained. So we put live television in the seat back pocket. So, you know, the biggest lesson I learned really is take care of your people. You know, make sure that they're thrilled and happy, that they're ambassadors for your brand. You treat them really well, and if you do that, then the customers will feel that. And you know, those are some great life lessons I've learned. You know, and then after I left JetBlue, the most important thing I think I've ever done in my life is return to the country of my birth, Brazil, and founded an airline today, which is the largest airline in Brazil. Serves 138 cities. We fly almost 100,000 people every day. The market is double where it was when we started flying, and most of those new customers are all of ours. So, it's to make a big difference in a country of my birth is really critically important to me. And as sad as it was for me to leave JetBlue at that time, something really great came from it. So sometimes when one door closes, another door opens, which is actually even better and more spectacular.
Talking about Brazil, when you were 19, you went on your mission as a Latter-day Saint for 2 years.
Yeah.
What was that like, and what did you learn? How did that shape you as a person?
It was the most incredible experience of my life. You know, I mean, having ADD and going through high school, I had a completely undistinguished career in every way. Scored poorly on all my tests. I didn't have self-confidence. I knew, about myself. I felt really low. So I go off to Brazil for 2 years. And as a young boy, I had lived on one side of Brazil, was kind of the rich side of Brazil. And then as a missionary, I went to the very poor and the humble and just the sweetest people on earth. And it really transformed me. It made me so grateful for what I had, but it made me love those people so much. And it put everything in perspective. You know, I couldn't put myself above anyone else after I did that. I wanted to just be, egalitarian in every way. And it was a really important thing for me, for my training as a CEO, to have those 2 years to just be amongst the most humble and sweetest people on earth. And, I can't say enough about that experience.
You mentioned the word egalitarian. You did something, I've interviewed, I guess, about 1,000 CEOs since you started me in this. And you're like the only guy I think I know. You took like no salary. You gave it all to your crew member crisis fund when you were at JetBlue. Just talk about what that was like, what inspired you to do that, and how that impacts the culture of a company.
Well, it was interesting because I was the founder of the company. I had a lot of stock, and the stock was worth a lot of money. And so I just felt, not right that I should be taking a salary on top of that and bonuses. And so something really impactful happened where we had one of our crew members was being dropped off at the airport by her husband, but they legally weren't married, and he died of a heart attack on the curb. And they were just getting ready to close on a house using his 401k, but because he was no longer with her, then she couldn't close on the house, and they had nowhere to live. And so, you know, I gave her the money to be able to do that, but then I thought, well, why don't we do this together? So we founded the JetBlue Crew Member Crisis Fund, the JCCF, and I told our crew members, look, I'll donate my salary. I think it was $250,000 at the time with bonus if you match it. And so we raised millions and millions of dollars, and that fund is still going well. It's helped, you know, literally hundreds, if not thousands, of crew members that are in crisis. And I'm really proud of that. It's something to give back. And, you know, I never took a dime of salary when I was at JetBlue. So, but it's a legacy that I have there that I'm very, very proud of.
So talking of legacy, let's talk about Breeze Airways. Right now, we're doing this via Zoom, and I see you in like this new airplane. Talk about it.
Well, I'm sitting on a new Airbus A220. We've got the widest bins of any airline in the sky. We've got 36 first-class seats that are $50 to $100 more if you want to fly those. We've got great widest aisle, the widest cabin, biggest windows. So it's the newest generation plane. It's fuel efficient. You know, fuel prices are obviously a concern right now. So on a per-passenger basis, it burns less fuel than anyone else. And everyone who flies this airplane is just wowed by it, from the size of the windows to the comfort of the seats. And so we're today announcing 35 new routes that we'll be flying this airplane and our other airplanes on, and adding 8 new cities. So really exciting times for Breeze as we're flying our first transcontinental flights.
Wait, just talk about when you were saying how little energy it uses and gas and energy. What's your take on the future of what needs to happen? You're obviously taking the lead in sustainability.
These are the newest. These engines are from Pratt & Whitney. They're called the Geared Turbofan. It's new technology. And, you know, if this plane is in all coach configuration, it's 145 seats. Burns about a little over 500 gallons an hour. So you divide that out, and, you know, it's not that much per passenger. We have to add about $5 per hour that we're flying to the fuel price if fuel prices double. So, you know, it's having fuel efficiency is important. Taking care of the environment is important. You know, also, if we're going nonstop. So if you look on Google Flights, it has a kind of a ecological rating, and our flights, because they're nonstop on a fuel-efficient airplane, are rated the highest. And so obviously it's important to be able to fly people, but to do it in a very environmentally safe way as well.
So we're about to take a commercial break. If someone wants to fly Breeze, just tell where are you located, what different, because I know you keep increasing, and how do they book tickets on Breeze?
The best way to do it is download our app or go to our website at Fly Breeze, and you can see all the new destinations listed there, all the new cities, all the new routes. We're up to 75 different routes now. We just started last May, and you have all the introductory fares starting at $49. So book those quickly because they go fast.
Yeah, and I'm just amazed. How could you do first class for only $50 to $100 more?
Well, because this airplane is really efficient. In the back, it's 2 and 3 seating. So when I go 2 and 2, I only lose one seat. And a little extra in a one row for extra legroom. So it's a very efficient first class. You can be in this really comfortable seat. Even have a little leg rest that comes up here. And so you can have some place for your legs to kind of rest a little bit. And you can do that for $50 to $100.
Wow. And I can tell you, I'm looking at it now. It looks beautiful. You look relaxed. So is the CEO's job to set an example, or should they get involved in all these different ways of building a better world?
I think the CEO should really set a good example. I mean, in our company, you know, I have a policy about, you know, there's a lot of companies that our country, let's face it, our country's split in half right now. You know, you have, you know, half of the country is thinking a certain way and half the country is another way. And I just said to our people, I don't want to upset half of our customers. So let's just be good corporate citizens. Let's hire great people. Let's, you know, certainly, you know, we're hire everybody. It doesn't matter what ethnicity they are. We just want great people. So let's just do that. Let's take care of our customers. Let's take care of each other and build a company where we can hire thousands and thousands of people without upsetting half of the country either way. So, you know, I think you can do that just by setting a good example.
We're taking a commercial break with David Neeleman. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Breeze Airways. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greece back from the commercial break, and we're with David Neilman on the CEO show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're speaking with the person who's probably reinvented air travel and a lot of humanity better than almost anyone, which is David Neilman, from Morris Air to JetBlue to Azul, now to Breeze Airways. And so I want to talk more about this whole model. You just got a major deal with Airbus. Talk about how you get these deals, how you really grow an airline like this.
Well, you know, when I heard about the 220, I thought, well, that's a perfect airplane for the U.S. because the U.S., the airplanes are getting bigger and bigger. And because of the cost and now fuel costs and, you know, other operating costs of airlines have gone up substantially, they have to kind of funnel everyone through hubs. That's really what they like to do. If you're going from a small city like Jacksonville, for example, that we announced today, and you want to go to Las Vegas, you 100% of the time, you have to go up to Charlotte to catch a connection there, or you have to go to Atlanta, you have to go to Dallas, you have to go to one of those hubs to go on to Las Vegas. And so this airplane, because it's smaller and because it burns less fuel, there's only 126 seats on this airplane, then we can do nonstop service very comfortably, big overhead bins, big tall cabin. And so we can do nonstop flights. So of our 75 routes that we have, there may be one or two that we have nonstop competition. Every other route, you know, be it Jacksonville to Providence or Jacksonville to Hartford or Norfolk to Las Vegas, or San Francisco. We're flying a Richmond to San Francisco. Those routes have no nonstop competition. And if you can do the nonstop, it saves you so much money than going through a hub. It saves stress on our customers because they're not worried about missing their connection. They can get there faster. In fact, our mantra is we'll get you there twice as fast for about half the price. And so we pass those savings along to our customers.
So how do you come up? This is your fourth airline you've introduced, and all have some similar, some different pieces. How does one come up with the innovation to reinvent an industry? What's the secret? Where do you get the inspiration from?
Well, in the shower, usually. I'm always thinking about it. But no, I put myself in the place of our customers. And say, if I was a customer, you know, I don't like standing in lines at all. I hate lines. And so, you know, how can we eliminate lines at airports? You know, how should they do it at hotels? How should they do it at rental cars? You know, go to a rental car and there's 50 people in line. It's like, why don't you just have an app on your phone that can unlock the car and drive off? You know, it's insane. And I guess maybe that's why Hertz is going to Tesla, so you could do that. But there's so much innovation and technology drives our world, and it should make it easier to fly, should make it less expensive. And so I just think about what our customers want, and, you know, that's how I come up with the best ideas.
What is the CEO's role in this new world? Because I'm sort of sensing that people aren't trusting media, they're not trusting politics, that the CEOs are ready to take the helm. What's your honest truth, your sense about this?
I've always, I can't speak for other CEOs, but, you know, for me, it's always been, plane taking off here. For me, it's always been, you know, really focusing, being strategic. And really focusing on the most important now, the most important thing, the most important challenge that you have, you know, and making sure that you prioritize the most important thing and innovation. You know, let me just give you a quick example. You know, in our fleet, we have these brand new A220s, and then we have some Embraer E-Jets that are really great, 2-and-2 seating, really comfortable, but they're not quite as fuel efficient as these airplanes are. And also, there's a pilot situation in the United States. You know, the big airlines retired 7,000 pilots during COVID, and now they want them all back, and they can't hire them back, so they're trying to hire from everywhere else. So I decided to take 10 of our airplanes and put them in full-time charter operations. You know, we need less pilots to do that. We're turning down about 20 charter requests for everyone that we get. We can be the best in the world at doing charters for sports teams or corporations, or if any of your CEOs out there need a corporate shuttle between two destinations where you're paying too high a fare, we can run that flight for you. So we can, you know, we can have an on-demand charter operation with 100 seat aircraft that we can do a lot of things with. We need less pilots for them. We get a higher amount per hour. Fuel doesn't affect us because we just pass the fuel along to the customer. We get the money's in the bank before we take off. So it's just kind of redirecting the company in a crisis situation. That's what you need to do as a CEO. You need to kind of adapt and change and, you know, kind of stay ahead of the challenges that are at your way. And that's really what the CEO's job is, in my opinion.
It's a great idea to do the right thing, be the good example. That's the whole purpose. We want to disseminate CEO wisdom to elevate business, the economy, and society. So I'm shifting gears now. Now, I am personally a New York Jets fan. I've been a Jets fan when there was this guy, Joe Namath, came on. It was exciting. I didn't realize it would be 50 more years, and I'm still waiting for another Super Bowl. But there are a lot of CEOs like Bill McDermott, who, you know, longtime CEO of SAP, big Jets fans, were suffering. Then all of a sudden, we get this guy, Zach Wilson. And now everyone's wondering, why am I talking Jets? And why am I talking Zach Wilson? But this guy is fantastic. He's a winner. He's mature as anything. And you're his uncle. He's actually your nephew, right? So I'm wondering, you know, you've probably had a zillion conversations. What do you talk about with him? And how do you talk about leadership with him?
Well, you know, Zach is incredible. He's so mature beyond his years. He's 22 years old. He's got the weight of a lot of responsibility on him. He had a tough first year, but he learned so much. It was only in the last game of the year, we only had one starter from the start of the season. Everyone had been injured and gone, and he was throwing it to some receivers that were from the practice squad. But, you know, the kid just absolutely understands that football is a team game, and he gives all the credit to his teammates, and he obviously is so prepared every day. He spends probably 6 hours a day watching film, and you know, he is just getting better and better. And the advice I've given him is just stay humble and be grateful, and you know, love your teammates and be a good leader and be an example. And the fact that he was voted to be captain his rookie year is really a testament to what those Grizzly old veterans thought of that young boy coming in, and how much hope they have in him. So I'm really hopeful that this year they'll use their draft picks wisely, get some good offensive and defensive players there. They've got salary cap space. They'll be able to sign some free agents and surround Zach with some more talent, and he'll continue to grow and learn, and hopefully they'll do a lot better next year and the year after, and maybe they can do a Cincinnati where they end up in a Super Bowl in a few years. That would be wonderful.
Wow. I love it. You got to get an offensive line. The O-line is critical there.
Yeah.
But that is great, inspiring news. And I hate to say, but our time is up. But one more time, can you give the website for Breeze? If anyone goes, this whole new model, $50 to $100 more for first class, brilliant.
Yeah, just fly Breeze. Flybreeze.com. Go to our site, book early, book often, and get those low fares before they go up because of the fuel crisis.
Wonderful. David, thank you again for being on the show. Wonderful to have you back.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hello,
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here with Dr. Jim Madera. How are you?
Doing well today. How about you, Robert?
Very well, and glad to be with you. Jim is the CEO of American Medical Association, which is the largest organization of physicians as well as medical students in the world, with about 270,000 members. It was founded in 1847. Talk a little bit about what the organization is, and then go into in 2011 when you took over what your strategy was and how that's doing.
Well, you know, our mission statement is promote the art and science of medicine and the betterment of public health. And when we advocate, that's what we advocate for. And we want to be this powerful ally to physicians in patient care that they deliver. So you can think of the organization as being composed of multiple pieces. You know, there's the membership component that you mentioned. Then there's the House of Delegates, which are all the medical societies, state and specialty societies that make up our House and in a democratic way debate and formulate the policy of the AMA. Most all physicians in the United States link to elements that are present in the House. We have business products as well. We steward the nation's CPT codes, so we can follow the procedures that are done on patients by physicians in a normalized way. We have R&D that includes things like the medical education area, where we have a consortium of 37 medical schools, thought leader in tomorrow's medical education. We have our Journal of the American Medical Association, with 290,000 circulating issues every week globally, the widest circulating general medical journal, variety of other elements as well. And then lastly, we have an advocacy office that advocates for that mission statement. And underlying all of this, we have an innovation ecosystem as well, both in D.C. and Chicago, and a for-profit subsidiary in Menlo Park on Sand Hill Road, Health 2047.
Over the last 2 years, I know your strategy had been around building this this ecosystem of healthcare. How has, with the pandemic, your mission changed, or has it changed?
Yeah, I think we've learned a lot during the pandemic. First of all, in terms of how we operate, we learned that we can do a lot remotely. In fact, I was astonished by how quickly and effectively we moved to full remote in the organization. Having said that, there is no substitution for person-to-person interactions. And as remote went on, one could start feeling that there was a little bit of a tilt back to siloing that we had gotten away from. There was a little more back-end workarounds by IT, finance, general counsel, HR, as people started drifting in process. So we learned that we have a different mix of needing to be together on one hand, needing to be remote on the other. And then the other big thing that came out of the pandemic was a reinforcement that our strategic framework fit the moment very well, and there were certain components of it.
I want to ask you about telemedicine, because you're really at the epicenter of what works and what doesn't. What have you found in terms of efficacy of medical outcomes from using telemedicine, which is now obviously grown geometrically? Is it good? Is it bad? What do you see as the future?
Well, I'll tell you, Robert, this was astonishing to witness. In 2020, when the pandemic began, from the end of 2019 to the summer of 2020, the use of telehealth and telemedicine didn't grow by a factor of 3 or a factor of 10. It grew by 2 orders of magnitude. It was astonishing to see. And a lot of this was allowed by the loosening of restrictions around telemedicine that existed before, loosening of restrictions because of the public health emergency. Now, there are some things that just can't be done by telemedicine, but a lot that can. I myself had an arthroscopy during the pandemic, and my follow-up was home by telemedicine. Obviously, the arthroscopy had to be done, you know, person to person, and the initial exam with the imaging and hands-on were done. But with the follow-up, it was really comfortable, I think, for my surgeon and myself. And it was really also intimate. I got to meet my orthopedic surgeon's wife and see their new dog, which had a really personal aspect to it as well.
So that's interesting. So you're saying it actually personalizes things more, which I hadn't considered as much, but you're right.
For example, I've talked with a diabetologist who appreciated with the home visit asking the patient to go to the refrigerator, open the door, and see what was in there in terms of recognizing what diet might be. So what we're really advocating for now is to retain at the end of the emergency state, to retain the flexibilities that we have for telehealth and telemedicine now so we can blend it in. And then in thinking about business models, we are also working with practices that do a lot of telemedicine, because if you have telemedicine on one hand and face-to-face on the other, you have two kind of business models. And how can you put those in one practice most effectively is a problem that we're working on currently.
How about since you're so involved with innovation, obviously the trend is towards home health care. What is your vision for that?
In my own career, I've seen a move from inpatient dominant to outpatient dominant, and now you're starting to see the move from outpatient to home. The number one killer in our society is high blood pressure, hypertension. It's a chronic disease that needs to be followed in various ways. It could be followed at home. And in fact, blood pressures that are taken at home can be more accurate than those taken in the clinic because of something, you know, that we call the white coat effect. People are uptight when they go to see a physician in a clinic, obviously, and their blood pressure may be a little elevated. But now you have to know the blood pressures are taken well by a validated cuff. Ideally, you would have electronic means to send those signals, those important biosignals, into and organize into an electronic record. And we have tools where we're starting to do that. We're testing those in the real world in the next quarter. But getting biosignals from the home are going to be a very important part of healthcare in the future. And in fact, you even start seeing things emerging like hospital at home, where with special kinds of activities and support, a physician in an emergency room can write a prescription saying, admit to home. So we start seeing a lot, I think, more of home care, but the connectedness aspect needs to be overcome right now. I have to point out, Robert, where we are right now in terms of, you know, how physicians can function with patients. We did a study collaboratively with RAND Health in multiple markets some years ago. And the question is, what satisfies physicians and then what are dissatisfiers? And the number one, two, and three satisfiers were FaceTime with patients. That's what physicians wanted. Then we did a multi-market study with Dartmouth in how physicians spend their time. And for every hour a physician spends face-to-face with a patient, he or her, that physician, spends approximately 2 hours on data entry and administrative work. So here you have this workforce that's very well trained. You know, it's an expensive workforce, and you want to use it to its highest principle, but you basically turn that workforce into the most expensive administrative outsourcing that this country has. And so as a consequence of that has been measured in a series of studies we've done in collaboration with Mayo Clinic and Stanford on physician burnout. And not surprisingly, physician burnout is higher than other white-collar professions. And I think a lot of this is due to the fact that physicians want to see patients but are blocked from doing so by administrative requirements.
Okay, thank you, Jim. That's quite interesting about the future. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what you're doing in terms of advocacy. Back in a few.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dr. Jim Madera, who is the CEO of American Medical Association, about 290,000 members, and we've heard about the journal that goes across once a week, which is the largest of any of its type. But you also mentioned the advocacy that you're involved with, and I'm wondering, in areas like opiates, it sounds like you're really taking a lead here, and also things like gun violence as well.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, these are problems in society that physicians face in their offices every day. And, you know, we need to have freedom in which to treat and deal with these problems. So, for example, having naloxone widely available for overdose treatment and not having it so restricted.
Okay, this to me is a surprise. I knew there was a problem, but I never realized a 2-to-1 ratio in the reverse direction that it should be. What could be done about this? We're trying to improve healthcare. Shouldn't there be solutions to this?
There are, I think, and that's one of the areas that we advocate for, is to get rid of the administrative trivia that is layered onto physicians. And also our health system could be simpler. I mean, one of the things that we, in our health system, we have that other health systems, including Europe and Canada, don't, is this huge administrative waste by having multiple processes. So an example of this, one physician's office might have 20 different contracts with payers. With Medicare Advantage, there might be, 10 different flavors of Medicare Advantage. And all those contracts will require measures of, say, quality. But each one has a different measure of quality. So there's not uniformity in how this area, important area of quality, is viewed by payers and also the federal government. So we have this incredible administrative complexity that falls down onto the physician in the offices. Another example of this would be what is called prior authorization. And that is when a payer decides that, you know, we need to make sure this drug is actually needed. Perfectly legitimate if it's right-sized. But right now, an average physician will see 34 prior authorizations per week. And to satisfy those prior authorizations, it takes someone in the office, the physician or someone that's working with the physician, 16 hours a week. So an FTE for 2 days a week just for prior authorization. And it's very rare that it's not permitted to go forward eventually, but usually there's a lapse in treatment to the detriment of patient care. So there are these many obstacles that we have embedded in our system that needs to be simplified.
Very, very disturbing to hear but I guess it's a taste of reality. But so with all of these obstacles, what is your vision for the future of healthcare?
We take what I would call a pre-competitive view of this. And what I mean by that is in this nation, with all of its complexity, it's really hard to predict what the health system is going to look like mid-century. So the pre-competitive judgments are, what do we need to make a system work regardless of its form? You know, what is it any system need? And so we think there are three things that are three strategic arcs in our framework. The first is removing the obstacles so the physicians can spend time with patients, patients can have more time with physicians, as we were discussing. The second is educating the workforce for the 21st century, not the 20th. The 21st century is, you know, as we talk about moving from inpatient to outpatient to home, it's team-based, huge amounts of data. One can no longer memorize all the data and facts that you need. So that's a different kind of learning environment. It's more data utilization, data manipulation, how to think about population health, all of these things. So educating the workforce for the 21st century is the second one. And the third one is, how do we deal with chronic disease? In the last half century, the greatest change in the health and disease burden in the United States has been this move from episodic to chronic disease. Need to be taken care of COVID now, and you know, the chronic sequela of COVID. So we have taken one primary example of chronic disease, and that's hypertension. And we're trying to pick the lock on how we can better control hypertension in our population. An example of that would be we've created a tool that will go into a physician's electronic record, interrogate it for all patients with hypertension, who's controlled and who's not. And we've learned from that is, when physicians get an actionable panel of organized data, they react to it. And what that reaction does is increase the control in the practice from about 50%, just over 50%, upwards of 80%. And if you look at the literature, that should be saving about a quarter of the strokes and cardiovascular, you know, complications that occur in our population. So we need to get our arms around chronic disease. There's going to be more of it, not less of it, in the future.
What is it that CEOs don't know about healthcare that you think they should know about healthcare?
Well, one thing, if there's harmonization of requirements, whether it be quality, you know, electronic forms of the record, the costs will go down. If one has an extension of the physician's office into the community, one of our companies coming out of Health 2047, First Mile Care, does this with prediabetes. One could have enormous savings. So administrative simplification. And, you know, I think, you know, people recognizing how we use our workforce today in the way I described, you know, this 2-to-1 ratio, it is, you know, a massive waste of talent and a massive waste of medical expertise in this country that goes on day after day the way we're fragmented currently.
I commend you for being at the front of arguably the single most important issue in our world today, which is health. A pleasure having you on the CEO show.
It was greatly enjoyable. Thank you, Robert.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.